It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Yeah, so Kim and Carl and I work on the morning show here, 97.1 FM Talk. I would say that while we don't have a PhD, we know a thing or two about sleep deprivation. Particularly Carl Middleman, who often works the blues games till 10 or 11 o'clock at, or concerts like Nicki Minaj till 1 a.m. and is then here at work at 3 a.m. It can be brutal. Right. That. But when I think of sleep deprivation, of course, it's all about me. I don't often think of the poor students who have to get up so early in the morning. But Courtney Vail has done a study on that. And from St. Louis University, we wanted to invite her in to talk more about. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, Mark.
Yeah. Can you help us out with our sleep deprivation on our early shift?
Well, on your early shift, I don't have a lot of say for your schedule, but for students here at the Prime Center, what we do is just focus on Missouri education and the issues that we think are important for student success. So that's why I chose to write this article, and I just appreciate you having me on.
What did you find with this, right? Because you're saying that school time should start later for kids.
Yeah, so I had an inkling as a parent myself that, and a rural Illinois student at one time, that schools were starting pretty early in the morning, and there's no local data source, so we did a lot of digging into the districts in Missouri, and the average start time in Missouri high schools is 7:48 a.m., and that is earlier than all 8 of our border states' averages. It's earlier than the national average and 32 other states across America. It's 45 minutes earlier than medical experts suggest for middle and high schoolers to get adequate sleep. And according to a recent poll that SLU put out, about 3 in 4 parents also would support delaying high school start times until 8:30 in the morning.
So how did we end up here? I mean, is it that the other states became more enlightened to this problem and changed and Missouri didn't?
I think it's actually just been precedent. We have a large farming community in the center of the state, and so early start times have been natural and, precedent overtakes. And why are we doing it? Probably because we've always done it.
Well, I would just think, though, that parents maybe have to get to work themselves by 8 o'clock. And so if they're the ones driving their kids to school or they want to make sure their kid gets on the bus at the right time, it's conducive to make sure that the parent can get out the door, you know, to make it to work. But also their kid's already at school. They're not worrying about their kid being home still, you know, after they've already left the house.
Well, what's really funny about that is a lot of the larger school districts in Missouri have tiered start times, and they start their high schools the earliest, and then their middle schools, and then some of the elementary students aren't even going to work till 9 a.m. So those students that are in elementary that wouldn't be able to transport themselves or get themselves on the bus to school are actually starting way later than the high school students.
Yeah, that's a great point. So is it that if you flipped this, wouldn't you have to delay it for everyone at that point? I mean, the elementary school students would be starting even later then, right?
Well, I think there's actually a way to just flip it to where the elementary students are starting the earliest. There's research to suggest it doesn't impact them negatively to start a little bit earlier than 8:30. So that recommendation from the American Academy of Pediatrics is for 6th to 12th grade students to start at 8:30 or later. And so to maintain busing and transportation costs, which is a big cited reason for not changing, you could kind of just flip the script on who starts earlier and who starts later.
Now, my son is not even two yet, so I might change my tune when he's, you know, of the age where he's going to high school and getting up really early. But I think about people who might say, you know, well, this teaches discipline, right? These kids need to get up. This is it's an introduction kind of to the real world. And, well, a lot of people like us, you start a job really early. So what would you say to someone with that argument?
With that argument, I would say, why start sooner than we have to? If we want our students to perform the best that they can in high school, why not give them the adequate sleep that they need to be successful while they still can before they enter a world that is going to be not as kind to that that flexibility?
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, you made reference to a lot of rural and farmland in the center of the state. My guess is those kids are up early anyway. They have to get up early and do these things. I don't know. Maybe I'm just, you said that had some influence maybe on why school starts so early in Missouri.
Yeah, I think a long time ago when the majority of children were having to do those things before school, maybe that made sense. But I don't obviously know the statistics on the amount of children waking up and doing farm work before school. But I have to think it's a far less percent than in previous times.
I'm probably just ignorant to this, but each district gets to choose their own start time. There's not like a mandated, maybe you have to start by a certain time to get the hours in per day. Right. But you can choose when to start.
You're correct. So each district has autonomy to set their schedule. There's a mandated number of hours of instructional hours per day they have to fit in. But other than that, so we found 3% of Missouri high schools are already starting after 8:30 a.m. But 1 in 5 are starting before 7:30.
Yeah. Courtney Vail, our guest with the Prime, talking about this study published by the Prime Center at St. Louis University. What kind of reaction are you getting to it? I mean, do you have reason to believe that districts may take this to heart and start making changes? Are you trying to lobby people in Jeff City to put some pressure on them? What has to happen next?
It's funny that you say that, because the main critique that I think people have said in the past that are against moving school start times is like, well, there's all these transportation schedules. The parents would throw a fit. The, the sports schedules would be all messed up. But I kind of have two counter arguments to that. First of all, the polling we did just 2 months ago suggests that 3 in 4 parents are in favor of moving school start times later. And additionally, 1 in 3 school districts in Missouri have a 4-day school week. And those 4-day school weeks attend school 4.5 hours less per week than on average. And so they're figuring out how to trim the fat of the day in a way that makes their days more efficient. And so if we need to shorten the day a little bit to still get out at the same time, other districts are figuring out how to do that.
Yeah. Courtney, where can people go to read the study if they're interested?
Yeah, we have a website at primecenter.org, and we publish on all sorts of education issues.
Very good. Courtney Vail, thank you. That's food for thought there. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.